This is the Fox Show, number 31. Today is Friday, November 4th, 2005. The Fox Show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Find this and other great tech shows at www.techpodcast.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday's episode. I am basically going to turn this almost right over right away to an interview that I just did with Rainer Becker, who is the host of the German User Group Conference, which is coming up next week. But he also has some interesting things to say about the state of Fox Pro in Germany, the upcoming changes that he's in Fox Talk, as well as a very, very interesting discussion about how Microsoft manages and why sometimes we talk about how Microsoft has pulled down those numbers of Fox Pro developers and why that is. Now, he's referring to specifically to Germany, but it certainly is interesting to see why that wouldn't also apply to North America, where it really is impossible to know exactly how many user groups or users, active registered users, there are of Fox Pro. We'll get into that interview in just a moment, but first, here's a quick note from our sponsor, GoToMeeting.
You've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. You can try it free for 30 days, and no, you don't need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. That's gotomeeting.com/techroundtable to get your free trial now.
Before we do get into that interview, I do want to touch on some of the things I talked. I attended the VB9 chat, language chat, that Ken Levy and a number of people were at, Paul Vick, and I wanted to touch base on some of the features that, or some of the things that they were talking about during there. It seems that Microsoft is still very much in a we want feedback from the development teams, from the developers on this, and so it's very interesting to hear some of the things that are going on. One of the cool things that obviously people are talking a lot about Link and how that approach is going to be managed. There's the C# approach where they take on what Eric, who is one of the architects of SQL Server, refers to as Yoda style, where you do your from statement, then you do your where, and then you do the select. Very different than the standard SQL statements that we are used to dealing with in Fox Pro. Whereas it looks like the VB group is really going to take on that standard, a better approach that we are used to dealing with, at least. And I say better in the sense of Fox Pro developers. Certainly, we're used to writing SQL. Let's keep it straightforward and make it run that way. They're still not, haven't got all the little things dealt with it. Obviously, it would be really nice to see some optimization techniques that are built in there, if it's possible. But they're still looking for feedback on it. And so there wasn't really an awful lot of new stuff said. What was new, or what is something that you may not have gotten directly out of the notes that are on the websites about the VB9 syntax, is this new XML literal approach, which will allow you to define a variable that is an XML document. So you define a variable and you put in the actual XML tags, you put in the content, all of the details are directly in there, and it's just like dealing with a variable. So imagine if when you built a collection or anything like that and you wanted to refer to something in the collection, you just refer to whatever tag you wanted to get access to. So if I had an XML document with a doc and then a title, and I wanted to refer to the title tag, I could simply say my title equals doc.title. That easy. And I really hope, and the speaker that was doing that was a gentleman who is Avner Aroni, and I hope I pronounced his name right. He's the program manager responsible for it. Maybe Ken will come on, or maybe he'll be able to come onto the show and see if we're actually able to see access that from directly from within the VFP experience, because that would be a very, very cool feature to be able to have access to. But we're going to be getting right into our interview with Rainer Becker, and I will post a link to the chat comments in there, so if you do have comments or if you do want to hear what was said during that chat session, by all means, absolutely, you can certainly see it there. Lots of Fox, quite a few Fox Pro people there, obviously interested in seeing where Microsoft is going with VB9, but at this stage, I think they're still trying to figure out exactly where they're heading off to. That's not to say they don't have a plan or an idea. They definitely, certainly do, but I think they're still looking to get a lot of valuable feedback from the developer community as to all of the key features that is what's really important to the developers that are going to be brought on and going to be the future VB generation.
Hi, this is Craig Boyd, Chief Executive Officer of Sweet Potato Software. I've been using FoxPro since version 2.5. My favorite FoxPro feature is the revamped reporting engine and improved support for GDI+. My biggest FoxPro gripe? Well, that would be seeing such a powerful data-centric development tool sometimes viewed as an also-ran by developers who should know better. Visual FoxPro rocks, and you're listening to the Fox Show Podcast.
Reiner, we've known each other for quite some time, and every time I see you, you're always super, super busy. How many jobs are you really, how many hats are you wearing these days?
Oh, not really hats, but like all the other FoxPro programmers, I mainly earn my living on programming. And I do that in a small FoxPro company called Wizards and Builders, which is partially owned and co-funded by me in 95. And as there is never enough time for anything anyhow, I mainly do rapid application development. On the other hand, I'm running the user group. It's a kind of an extreme hobby. So, you know, earning a living and extreme hobbying, as it is an unpaid job, but it still takes a lot of my time to run this. And there is a third job I would love to do, namely being a family man, but I failed so far on that one, and I wonder why.
Well, the German user group, I mean, the German user group conference, which is coming up next week, is it not?
Yeah, it's next week, sure.
Now, it's almost 12 years old. It's like a veteran in FoxPro conferences, and certainly one of the most widely respected. I mean, one can go on the wiki and just hear the raves for how great this conference is. So what should attendees expect from the conference this year?
First, what's about you, Andrew? You have been over here at the very beginning in 94, if I remember right.
That's right.
With sessions about GenMenu X and INTL and such. And I had a look at the 94 conference program, and I found out 9 out of the 12 speakers in 94 are still in the Fox business, and 6 of them even appear at this year's conference. So it's a very long time that this is running. I had gray hair in the beginning, and I still have gray hair, just much less of it. So it was a long time, and it's still the main event in Germany. And as well as Madison said, to come back to your question, what should attendees expect? As well said, we offer more Schinken, more value for the money, and lots of food. So attendees can expect the highest number of sessions, I think, of all conferences that are related to VFP. Last year we had 99 different sessions for Visual FoxPro 9.0, and this year it's only 88, so we have a small decrease. But as always, the conference in Germany is all-inclusive. That means you get your coffee breaks, dinner, lunch, and even the drinks in the bar in the evening are free. The only problem that you might face is that you might gain some weight in a very, very short period of time. That's the downside of offering more Schinken.
And the sessions are still going right on into the evening?
We started the concept of late-night sessions years ago, and it was very successful. So you start your first session at 8 in the morning. Then you have 3 sessions in a row. You have lots of food in the breaks and in between. Then you have another 3 sessions and again a lot of food. And then after, in the evening, we do another 2 sessions or maybe even 3 sessions called so late night sessions. They run from 8 p.m. till sometimes midnight. And at about 10 to whatsoever, we open the bar. And to keep people in the room, we partially have I don't know how to translate that, you know, where they take the beer tap, okay, and then a servant drives through the rooms and serves. So you don't even have to go to the bar and leave the late night session to get your drink.
Absolutely.
That's kind of funny, yeah.
So who do you have from Microsoft at this year's show?
We will have Ken Levy. He will do his keynote. Which is very interesting for the people of Germany over here, as we do not really have a product manager at Microsoft Germany for FoxPro. It's just a guy that has a lot of tools to manage, so when Ken Levy comes over here, that's pretty nice that Microsoft is talking to the users here too. And also he'll do some sessions. And before he comes here, he also goes to the Netherlands and afterwards he goes to Zurich in Switzerland. So that's one of Ken Levy's marketing tours, and he's so nice to stay at our conference.
Absolutely. Now, in the U.S., a lot of the FoxPro user groups have really fallen down in terms of size and people that are attending. How is the German user group doing? How many members, and how does it all work? Because I understand it's a little bit different than the typical North American style of user group.
Yeah, it's quite different. I mean, the membership of the FoxPro user group of German language, or short DFPUG, how we call it, has been pretty stable in the last years. But we had made a cleanup some years ago. So we originally mentioned 1,200 members, but for years now it's 800 members. But all of these are now paying, and we have no unpaid bills. So it's 800 members, and it's pretty stable. Due to our VFP9 roadshow, which we did in 9 cities earlier this year, at which we had about 300 attendees, we regained some new members. But on the other side, the economy is still weak over here in Germany. And so we lost some members, on the other hand, because their companies went out of business. So overall, it might be a very small increase this year, maybe 1% of additional members. So at least it's not decreasing, say it that way.
Now, Go ahead.
Yeah, but as you said, you should not compare local U.S. user groups with our type of organization. We have over a dozen regional meetings in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. We have full-time employees. We have multiple servers on the Internet. So the FoxPro user group of German language is still a user group, but it's also a newsletter publisher, a conference organizer, a book software reseller, and a framework producer. So it's more a one-stop shop. Which is much more stable in its concept. When we have to close down a regional meeting, which you might compare with a local user group in the U.S., this is then sad, but then we try to reopen a regional meeting somewhere else with a centralized mailing and invitations. So we are more a host for local user groups and manage that from another language. So this makes the whole community over here much more solid. And by the way, others have taken our approach in various ways. E.g., you might have heard of iNATA, that is sponsored by Microsoft, to doing something like that, what we do over here, give a stage for user groups so that they get back-end support. But stay tuned, in the future, maybe we can extend our concept.
That's a great idea. Now, one other thing I want to point out is that the German User Conference and those various sessions, while, yes, they're for the German people, there's obviously, I know when I went over there, I wasn't speaking German. I don't think Ken's speaking German. It is a bilingual or a multilingual type of conference that's going on, right?
It's a bilingual one. That means that about half of the sessions are in English. So when I said beforehand that we offer the biggest session selection, that is still true if you only take these sessions held in English. Okay, because we have about 40 to 50 sessions held in English in 3 days. And it's different sessions. It's not counting if a session is held twice. So it's 44 different English sessions. So within the 3 days, if you're speaking English only, you are still very well set with the offer we have.
Absolutely not. Now, when exactly is the conference?
It starts next week, Thursday. That's the 10th of November. And on the first day, we have the keynote and a track, introduction track to VFP and an SQL Server track and lots of sessions. And then on Friday, we have also .NET sessions. And on Saturday, we have the VFP-only day where you have a lot of sessions only about Visual FoxPro. So, and it ends on Saturday at 6.
Now, do you still offer day passes for if somebody's in the area and they wanted to come to the session, are they able to get in?
You can drop by and get a day pass, yes.
Now, as David Stevenson noted on his blog, you've also taken on one more hat to wear. He's passed the Fox Talk torch on to you, turning it into really an international effort with the speakers. It's quite a challenge. I mean, I would imagine it's going to be quite a challenge, you being in Germany, the main magazine newsletter being here in the U.S. Do you have any major plans for Fox Talk?
Let me start this way. First, I must say a big thank you to David for doing his job in the past 1.5 years, I think. And he has published a very nice editorial where he was talking about me in a way where I can only say blush, okay? And we had a very nice cooperation in handing over the business. And as you asked for a challenge, I must say, I also have to say a big thank you to the authors of Vox Talk, because all of them have written great articles in the past, and they all offer to continue their great work. They have already agreed upon topics and dates for the upcoming issues. And with such a good team of longtime authors, it's much less of a challenge, okay? For example, Doug Hennig will publish his 100th article in Vox Talk in December. And Marshall will publish her 50th kickbox in January. And Andrew just did his 90th kickbox in November. So you see, we have very, very experienced long-time authors. So it's easy with that team to come up with such nice thing like Vox Talk. My biggest problem and the real challenge for me is my modest English. But luckily, as I said before, the Vox User Group of German Language has some employees who form a team. For example, our bookkeeper, who actually is my brother, has years of experience at proofreading, and therefore he will take care of translations and proofreading tasks and such. The only plan for now is to publish the issues in time at the same high level of Vox Talk has maintained in the last 1.5 years, and to prepare as much material as possible in advance. So in case someone wants to publish an article in Vox Talk in the next half year, he should contact me right away at a new mail address, which is foxtalk@dfpug.de, because I want to pile up a large base of material to take from. Apart from this, I do have ideas about major changes. For example, regarding the online offer, especially the search capabilities there, because as you might know, I have been running a SharePoint 2001 document portal for the user group over here for years, so there are some things I would really love to change, but this is all in discussion with the publisher, and sorry to say, nothing is final yet. So please ask me again early next year.
Absolutely, we certainly will. I mean, it's very exciting. Now, switching vein a little bit, Microsoft obviously is always interested in pushing the latest technology. You've got Visual Studio 2005 that's been released. You've always got the VFP9. Yet, some of our earlier discussions have always been around the older versions of FoxPro that are still in use in Europe. What is the state of FoxPro development in Germany right now?
That is a little bit difficult to say right now what the state is, because our membership numbers are stable. Conference attendance and book selling is a little bit down, but our framework supercharged and licenses are selling fine. So it's up and down in various areas. And as said before, Germany's economy is not that well. And so people are not so willing to invest or, in their view, spend money. You know, everything is a little bit down here, but that's more from the point of economy and not of the point of FoxPro. And on the other hand, regarding the older versions of FoxPro, I think the FoxPro community lost half of its membership during the transition from FoxPro Windows to Visual FoxPro. So there are still people out there that work with FoxPro Windows. But I think as we have sold more Visual FoxPro 9.0 licenses in the first half year of this year than we have sold VFP8 in total. So there are more people updating right now over here. So just to summarize, we had good sellings of Visual FoxPro over here. We had not so good sellings of Hansen Worker books, which is disappointing. Well, the conference is still doing well, but not extremely increasing. Membership is stable, and our framework skyrocketed by 250% in the first half of the year. So I do see that we have a lot of new users of frameworks over here. 60% of the revenues are coming from new users compared to 20% at Visual FoxPro licenses. So I do see a shift within the FoxPro community. I think people over here are pretty glad that they have a local offer. But that's only true for Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and some U.S. The countries like France, Netherlands, they all do their own stuff, and they do not cooperate really in a supranational kind of way. That's the disappointing part of it.
So you're seeing quite a few upgrades to VFP9 where you're doing that. So is that are you still seeing a lot of focus though moving towards the Visual Studio, or is it pretty much people have these older applications that they're getting ready to upgrade and that's what they're really moving towards?
Some of our members, okay, former members, I must say, have completely switched to .NET, but that's a very low number, because .NET is not an easy way right now to go for Visual Foxborough programmers. I mean, the data access story is totally different and much more complicated. This will for sure change with the Zetma version of Visual Foxborough and with the Orcas edition of Visual Studio, but that's far from now. So we have lots of time for Foxborough people to get used to what's up and they're coming in the future. But for now, Foxborough developers say they use .NET additionally to Visual Foxborough because, you know, some tasks can be accomplished there which you cannot do in VFP and vice versa. We will see that more and more in the future, but there is no real movement to Visual Studio over here because the main competitor for Visual Foxborough over here is Java. A lot of large companies, especially in the areas of banking and insurances, have moved to Java because someone told them now they can run the applications on their big iron, on the IBM whatsoever, and on the desktop, and in the internet, and everywhere. And they believe that, which is kind of funny, because sure, Java can move, but if you call a process on an IBM heavy iron, you won't move that to your PDA, I am sure. And a lot of companies over here delivering software for the state are very afraid of the Linux movement within the government of Germany. You might have heard of the Munich story and other local governments. In my eyes, this is government only, and it's maybe for some companies that used Unix before, but it's not happening in general over here, but that's just the point of view. So banks, insurances, and a lot of software companies move to Java over here because they anticipate that there is something going on. And Microsoft still not managed it to get this stopped and to show that VisualStudio.NET is something where you can accomplish the same.
Wow. So what type of Foxborough projects are you primarily working on?
I'm only doing Foxborough projects. I had, for a decade now, I had no time for any other kind of project. And all the time it was conversion projects from former Foxborough versions to the most current version. And there were not many requests for Visual Studio. There were not many requests for Java. I'm known in the Foxborough community here, and I'm blessed with work all time long to convert applications and to get them up and running. Right now, I have two projects of this type, maybe another one coming soon. One is, that's funny, it's a very special CRM system for a daughter company of Hewlett-Packard. And so we'll have a nice case study next year about Hewlett-Packard using Visual Foxborough to manage sales of special equipment all over Europe. And the other one is for a piping equipment billing system. And all these projects are done with our framework Visual Extend, because then I can calculate better instead of creating all from scratch.
Well, and that actually brings out a perfect point, because you are very much involved with Visual Extend, which I guess is the framework from the German user group. Is that the best way of describing it?
It was formally created by a company in Switzerland from a guy called Arturo De Vigus, and he moved to .NET, but his and the user group took over the framework, including the main developer, and the former owner, they now struggle to do Visual Studio, and they just happen to sell their software to banks in Switzerland. And I think what I said before about this sector in Germany, the same is quite of true for Switzerland. VFX is now maintained by the Foxborough user group of German language.
Now this framework is primarily a, and this I guess comes back to the applications that you're working on, is primarily a desktop, or you call them a thick client, I typically call them a desktop client type of application. Is that primarily where the market is these days for those applications, or are you still seeing some web usage as well?
Oh, yeah. First, desktop client is not enough because Visual X 10 was the first framework that fully supports Cursor Adapter. So it's both DBC-based and client-server-based applications. But you are right in saying that the framework Visual X 10 has a, say that way, a two-tiered architecture. Okay? Therefore, it sounds like being made for desktop applications only. But a year ago, we added a builder so that you can create web forms out of Visual X 10 forms. And this year at the German DevCon, we proudly present the new version 9.5, and which includes the final version of that builder. And you just press a button, and your VFX form, which has may have child grids and search grids and such, and with one click, it's converted and into an active Foxpro page. And with the framework, you get a free license for testing of AFX. That is our now new, that is a kind of a smaller active Foxpro page engine. It does not scale that well, but it can be used very easily. And then you have a login dialog, an XP Open dialog with all the available forms. And for the current user, he can log in. And then you have your forms from your application. And they have tabs for editing and for browsing. And you can skip and sort and search and filter. And we right now work on that you can PDF print the tables. So we are just heavily in the work to make it a rapid application development tool for web interfaces as well. And very important, it supports AJAX. That means that if you tap in and out of a field, it makes a server round trip and runs your Foxpro code from your valid .focus, .focus, and so on methods. So right now, it's desktop. In the future, it will be desktop and web applications.
And that sounds like that's going to be happening in the very near future.
We show it at next week. So actually, we just produced the companion CD for the conference. On the companion CD, you have 1,200 pages of DIN A4 session notes and 50 slideshows and companion files and whatsoever, and you have the test version for Visual X 10.9.5.
Wow. Now, on a lighter note, when I was doing some research on here, you know, Rainer Becker is also a world-famous chef, and you keep on talking about all this food at the conference here.
That's a rumor, okay? That's clearly a rumor, and that's based maybe on the quality or the quantity of food served at the German DevCon. And maybe my overweight adds to this a little bit. That might be, okay? I'm not good in the kitchen, except operating the microwave, okay? And what I can do is creating starters that go well with the red wine. So some goat cheese with some chicken, okay? So I'm preparing starters, but I'm good at judging the results of the chef.
There you go.
That is regrettably all there is to it.
You're good in the Foxpro kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Now, after the conference is over, you're back. You're obviously on with Fox Talk. You've got those various projects that are going. What's next for Rainer Becker?
After the conference, the next is then the usual stuff, you know, finishing the current projects, the next issue of our Loose Leaf periodical, the next issue of Fox Talk, filling the forms for tax authorities and such. But there are some nice things to come. First, I want to finalize Visual X 10.9.5 and the additional product called Active Extend I just talked about. We will finalize the localization with of Service Pack 1 of Visual Foxpro 9.0 to offer user interfaces for German, French, and Czech. And we will finish the translation of a WebAllWriter help file to German. So we plan that you can have a help file with for end users that can go with your application, so you don't have to rewrite all the documentation for your users. That's what we are next for. But that's all cleaning up business. And when the year is done and Fox Talk is running and everything is fine again, then I hope for some, as said before, more interesting news.
There you go. Now, you mentioned earlier on that you actually had done the roadshow, a Foxpro roadshow. Now, yeah. Was that exclusively done from the user group, or did you get some support from the Microsoft office, or did you just hit around the German towns, or was it all across Europe?
No, it was German towns. It was Germany, and then one town was Vienna in Austria, and the other was Zurich. And in Germany, it was supported by Microsoft Germany, by that we were allowed to send a free mailing to the registered user base. So that was pretty nice of Microsoft. And we added our own addresses, and so we could reach a lot of people. The only problem over here is, and I think that might be the same at other subsidiaries of Microsoft, is that as soon as someone buys MSDN or such, he is crossed out from the Foxpro section and is in the MSDN section. So you don't get these addresses for mailings anymore. And that's a big pity. So the number of exclusively registered users for Visual Foxpro in the registration database is dwindling. It's decreasing like hell because they are promoted to being MSDN users.
Right, okay.
So they cannot be reached anymore by anyone because then you're MSDN and that's it.
There's nothing that says that you are a Foxpro user. It's just saying that you're MSDN, that's it.
Yeah. Because they want to market that all together. And that makes it very, very, very hard to do marketing, to reach the Foxpro community over here. So the numbers are going down in the registration database, which is not true. And we are not allowed to use these addresses. Only when people answer, we can key in the address. And there we see that a lot of the addresses are still valid, which came from these mailings back, but which are not in the database of Microsoft anymore. And I think that's one of the points that makes marketing over here from a Microsoft point very frustrating, because their addresses are going down, but just because of they manage it that way.
Wow. So do you have any suggestions in that regard for, I know when we were talking with Marcus, for example, he was talking about possibly doing a road show as well over through North America. Is it something that, obviously it's not something that we can go to Microsoft and say, hey, give us the Foxpro users because they'll give us this little tiny list. No wonder it looks like Foxpro usage is dwindling. What do you recommend in those situations?
First, I would heavily recommend doing a roadshow in the U.S. because there are different types of people. Some go to user groups, which is free. Some go to expensive conferences. And some would love to go to something in between. So a $99 a day roadshow, would be aimed at a totally different group of people. And there is no offer for that right now. So doing a roadshow will be very interesting. And what I said about these promoting addresses from Foxpro to MSDN, that's only true for Microsoft Germany. I have no idea if this is true for Microsoft US. I have no idea either if they will allow you to send a mailing.
Absolutely. Were you charging for your roadshow visits across Germany?
Yes, we charged €99 for a day, but it includes food. Remember?
Well, that would definitely do it then, absolutely.
That was a surprise that Reiner is offering food, yes.
I'd like to thank Reiner Becker for that great interview earlier on this week. And if you are in Frankfurt, you owe it to yourself to head out to that developer conference. It is one of the premier conferences in the Foxpro world. If you do have comments, feedback, topics that you'd like us to discuss, or you'd like to get on the show and talk about either your product or something that you're going through, email me at foxshow@gmail.com. We're always interested in hearing what's going on in the Foxpro world from your perspective, wherever you are around the world. In the upcoming weeks, we're going to be having interviews. We have Tamar Grainer, we have Rick Strahl, we have Craig Boyd, lots of people that are coming on the show. So if you have some topics that you want to have discussed, you have some things that you want to have brought up, email us and let us know. We'll play your audio feedback on the air and enjoy. In the meantime, everybody, this is Andrew McNeil. You have a great weekend. And happy foxing.